Welcome to the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday afternoon, December 9th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of legal news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
The Fast Law Firm PC announces the launch of a new website. The Fast Law Firm PC, a criminal defense law firm, has launched a new website designed to assist individuals facing criminal charges in finding legal help or necessary information. Alina Fast, the managing attorney, promises dedication, transparency, and relentlessness in achieving the best possible outcome for clients. With a background as a prosecutor and experience in various criminal cases, Ms. Fast provides personalized attention to each client. Highly regarded in her field, she has received top ratings and accolades. For those in need of criminal defense services, the Fast Law Firm PC, located in New York City, offers free consultations and a user-friendly website for inquiries and information. Haitian Diaspora Political Action Committee files class action lawsuit against the American Red Cross for mismanagement of Haiti earthquake relief funds. The Haitian Diaspora Political Action Committee, along with individual plaintiffs, have filed a class action lawsuit against the American Red Cross for mismanaging and misappropriating over $500 million in funds raised for Haiti's 2010 earthquake recovery. The lawsuit alleges that the funds were diverted for unrelated projects and administrative expenses, failing to deliver on commitments to rebuild critical infrastructure. The plaintiffs are seeking over $750 million in compensatory damages, $250 million in punitive damages, and a full accounting of the funds raised for Haiti. The lawsuit emphasizes the importance of holding large international organizations accountable for fulfilling their commitments and ensuring transparency in future fundraising campaigns. Mission Injury Law, a new personal injury law firm, puts San Antonio, Texas community first. Mission Injury Law is stepping up to ensure San Antonio's roads are safer during the festive season by offering free Uber rides through its Sober Ride program. Founder and lead attorney Will Clark stated, "Drunk driving is a devastating issue in Texas. And as advocates for victims of traffic accidents, we wanted to do something proactive to help our community this holiday season." The program provides complimentary Uber rides during high-risk events like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Concert on December 27th and the Valero Alamo Bowl on December 28th. By offering free rides, Mission Injury Law aims to reduce the risks of alcohol-related accidents and raise awareness about the importance of sober driving. Stay safe this holiday season by planning ahead, taking advantage of free rides, and being a responsible host. Follow Mission Injury Law on social media for updates and event information.
Rasansky Law Firm honored with Tier 1 rankings in 2025 Best Law Firms by Best Lawyers. Rasansky Law Firm has been honored with Tier 1 rankings in the 2025 Best Law Firms by Best Lawyers for medical malpractice law plaintiffs and personal injury litigation plaintiffs. This recognition highlights the firm's exceptional expertise and commitment to delivering justice for its clients. The prestigious Tier 1 status is a testament to Rasansky Law Firm's unparalleled skill, industry knowledge, and track record of success. These rankings are based on rigorous evaluations, including client feedback and peer reviews. Founder Jeff Rasansky expressed deep gratitude for the recognition, emphasizing the firm's dedication to serving clients with compassion and relentless pursuit of justice. The firm's focus on client advocacy and legal excellence has also earned them Law Firm of the Year designations in national practice areas, solidifying their reputation as leaders in the field.
Donis Gooden-Esk is now offering DUI representation. Donis Gooden-Esk is now offering DUI representation in Washington, D.C. For first-time offenders, diversion programs are available to help avoid criminal records. a DUI can be charged with a BAC of 0.07% or higher. Second-time offenders face increased jail time and fines, with third-time offenders facing even harsher penalties. Donnie's Gooden-esque is accepting DUI cases and can be reached at 1-866-88-2769. Visit www.hierophantlaw.com for more information.
State agencies and private sector join forces with BrightKey to combat fentanyl in correctional facilities. State agencies and the private sector have teamed up with BrightKey to combat the threat of fentanyl in correctional facilities. BrightKey's advanced male screening program detects fentanyl and other illicit substances, enhancing safety for inmates and staff. This partnership aligns with legislative efforts like the Interdiction of Fentanyl at Federal Prisons Act, demonstrating a commitment to addressing the fentanyl crisis. By implementing effective screening measures, BrightKey and its partners set a new standard for safety and accountability in the justice system, reducing the risk of fentanyl-related incidents and lawsuits. The collaboration highlights advanced screening technology, improved safety, and legislative alignment, showcasing the power of public-private partnerships in addressing this critical issue. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.